Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Justice family up. They're singing a song entitled, I'll Be Your God. I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
God, from the beginning of the dust of the ground, I breathe the very breath of life into your living soul. Every morning my compassions and my mercies are new. If you'll be my people,
that's the Justice family, amen, from Hendersonville, North Carolina. We thank the Lord for them. They are such a blessing. We're going to be going now to part number two of the message that we've been preaching on at the church, entitled Justified. I'm thankful today, amen, for the justification that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Upon salvation, my past sins are gone, my present sins are gone, and my future sins are gone. We're going to go now by way of live recording to the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Lord Jesus Christ, He took our guilt, He took our shame, and He took our unrighteousness. I've tried my best to put this in my mind. I'm telling you what, I'm having trouble putting it into words, but I tell you, thank the Lord, I'm about to overflow up here, amen. He took all of those things, our shame, our guilt, our unrighteousness, and He nailed them to His cross. And upon salvation through Jesus Christ, He forgave our sins. And thank God, He assigned us His righteousness in the place of our guilt. We have the righteousness of God in us. I want you to see tonight, number one, the Christian being declared righteous and freed from the guilt of sin. Let me give you this verse right here. Titus chapter number 3, verse number 5. Not by works of righteousness can we work our way to heaven, though. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. But according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I tell you, I'm free tonight. You know, I know I make mistakes. I made one this morning. I should have never climbed on that pew. Amen. But may I tell you, listen, we all make mistakes. But I'm telling you, thank God. I'm not. Listen. My mistakes don't keep me out of heaven, amen. My mistakes and my failures don't keep me from glory. No, in the eyes of God, my past sins are gone. My present sins are gone. And my future sins are gone. And then when I look at myself in glory, I'm a child of the King tonight. Look over there in your Bible, chapter number 4, Romans chapter number 4. You say, preacher, well, if our guilt is gone and our shame is gone, then why should I live right? Well, first of all, justification is a finished work of God. In other words, it means that the Christian has assurance of their salvation. We know we've been born again because of justification. However, justification leads to sanctification. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm talking about that work in you that sets you apart from everybody else. Amen. Once upon getting saved and regenerated and born again by the grace of God, now that I've been identified, the transaction of His righteousness imputed in my life, now that that's taken place, I'm no longer my own. Amen. I no longer live for the world. I live for Jesus. I'm a son and a child of the King. Amen. And so therefore, there must be sanctification walking apart from the world. There's some work in sanctification. Amen. There's a work in separation from the world. Y'all there in Romans chapter number 4. The Bible said, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works. Now notice that word if. If Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory. But not before God. If he's justified by works, he's saying he's done a pretty good job. But not before God. Notice verse number 3. For what saith the scripture? What's the Bible say? Abraham believed God. His belief is what set him apart. It was not the belief that I'm going to go to a higher place. It was not a belief that I'm going to have a higher power. It's not a belief that I'm going to have a higher standing. No, Abraham believed God. And notice what the text says. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. So as the son of Adam, all of us are sons of Adam and Eve, right? When our first parents sinned in the Garden of Eden, and they disobeyed God's command, and the result of their unrighteousness was that all of us were born into sin. If you remember, it was Adam and Eve who came out with the fig leaf covering. They were trying to cover themselves. They were trying, that was the very first attempt for wicked religion. They were trying to cover and to hide what they had done by making a fig leaf covering. But God rejected their fig leaves. God said, that's not acceptable. God said, look here, I'm not going to do that. That's what we call self-righteousness. You're trying to make yourself holy. That's not going to work. We can clean it up. We can make it look good. But on the inside, man can still be corrupt to the core. And we understand what took place. An animal, an innocent animal, had to die for Adam and Eve there in the garden. Eve said, this thing ain't turned out to be what I thought it was either. And I believe somewhere after getting kicked out of the garden, maybe Adam was leaned up against his mule plow. He said, Lord, I just wish we could have that peace again. I wish we could have that. I wish we could have that fellowship again. God, down through the eons of time, knew. Remember why it was there for. Abraham believed God. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. Over there, we get down there in Romans chapter number 3, verse number 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We get over here in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God. What God did was he sent us a payment that we could not pay. He sent us a lamb that we could not obtain. He allowed Jesus to die the death we could not die, so that you and I could receive the gift of eternal life and be justified before God Almighty, so that we might have peace with God. Glory to God in the morning times. Down there by the word of God, me and God have some precious peace time. Oh, the Lord began to speak to my heart. The Lord began, you say, preacher, you can have fellowship with God now. Oh, yes, amen. I'm a child of the King, hallelujah. I've got access to the throne of God. I can go in anytime I want to go in. Say, Abba, Father, let's have a talk. Why could you do that? Because of justification, as if I'd never sinned. How many believes that God loves his son Jesus? Amen. For God so loved the world that he what? That he gave his only, his one and only. Why did he do that? To make my sin debt. God loves his son. But those of you that's been blood bought, those of you that's been born again by the grace of God, God looks at you and he loves you too tonight. And the devil in hell would love it. The only reason why that Satan interrupts you, he can't take your salvation away. He can't take those things away from you. But there's one thing that he can steal. He can steal your joy. He can steal your peace. He can make you feel like a piece of trash when you're a child of the King. I'm going to tell you tonight that if we just understand the true products of justification and know this, that Christ loves us, amen, and that God loves us just like he loves his son Jesus, I tell you, Christ wants the very best for you. That's why he give you Jesus Christ. Right. Notice this, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, not only do we have peace, but we glory in tribulations also. What in the world is that all about? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Abraham went through some things, did he? Those tribulations did not make him unsaved. Those tribulations didn't. Job went through some things, didn't he? That didn't break the fellowship, but it gave him hope that there was a God. It gave him hope that throughout the book of Job, through every trial, through every sore, through every situation, through every trouble that he went through, that there would be a God at the end, and he'd turn around and say, "My Redeemer liveth." He's still God and he's still good. Tribulation worketh patience, and hope maketh not ashamed. Because, look here, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.